Cirque du Soleil has brought their show Drallion to Prince George. Touring the world since 1999, the stage show combines the acrobatics and dance that made Cirque famous with a Chinese fable about a creature that is part dragon, part lion. PG is one of the final stops on its world tour, and before the premiere, I went backstage to speak with one of the trampoline artists, Hiroi Takuma from Japan. She's been with Cirque since 2008. When I first saw her, she was practicing one of the more death-defying stunts of falling off a 30-foot castle-like structure onto a trampoline, and then with what looks like no effort at all, bouncing back into the rafters of CN Center. When she came back down, I asked her what inspired the lifelong dedication to become an acrobat artist for Cirque du Soleil.
I've been a trampolinist, and I was representing Japan for quite a while, and so like trampolining is like part of my life, so this is like it's like my dream job to do trampolining, and then it's my job. That's really cool.
What's it like up there? What goes through your mind? It seems very like you're free-falling on a trampoline, but it's very precise when you eventually land in the structure. What goes through your mind up there?
When I do training, I just focus on what I do, but when we do the act, we just have to like watch each other and then need to be careful what's happening to other trampoline or even on the wall, and to make sure that everybody's in a safe place to do the things.
And I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but that an acrobat never lands on a trampoline the same way twice. Is that true, and how challenging is it what you do?
It is challenging because obviously it's like uneven surface, so every time you hit a trampoline you don't go the same place. But if that happened, we just have to disguise so that audience wouldn't notice that what happened or what's wrong. But I think we're doing quite okay.
Is it safe to say that being an acrobat artist on a trampoline is also very, very dangerous?
It could be dangerous, but that's why when we do the good act, we are so proud.
So what can someone expect from a Cirque du Soleil show?
For this show, I think it's very colorful, and all of us are Chinese people, so you see really cool trick from Chinese people, and I think our act is the only one which is mixed nationality, because all of us are from different countries.
And finally, what's next for you? The show is ending soon, but do you know what's on the horizon for you?
No, actually no. I just focus until the end, and then let's see what happens.
After 5,000 shows, Drallion takes the stage for the final time in Anchorage, Alaska, later in January. For HQ Prince George, I'm Jonathan Brown.